From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Attorney General John Ashcroft said today there is no evidence that the strain of anthrax found in a Florida newspaper office was stolen from a laboratory in Iowa. That notion, widely reported in the media, originated with unnamed law enforcement sources in Florida. Those sources apparently relied on mistaken assumptions about what genetic analysis of microbes can and cannot reveal. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the Florida anthrax investigation is promising to test the limits of high-tech detective work.
One of the misconceptions common in media reports this week has been about so-called man-made microbes. Here's an example.
CNN has learned the deadly strain of anthrax that has stoked bioterrorism fears in Florida and all over the country appears to be man-made. Early testing suggests the strain may have been developed in an Iowa laboratory decades ago.
The implication is that the Florida anthrax strain is a sort of Frankenstein superbug genetically engineered back in the 1950s.
If man-made, the question then becomes, who is responsible?
That whole line of thinking irks scientists. Terry Kohler is an anthrax geneticist at the University of Texas in Houston.
If this strain has been identified and there's some implication of where it came from, it's absurd to use a phrase such as man-made in the 1950s.
It's absurd, Kohler says, because the technology to do genetic manipulation of microbes simply didn't exist until the 1970s. Kohler says it also doesn't fit the known facts about the Florida strain.
The most common scenario in terms of the concern over manipulation of these potential biowarfare or bioterrorism agents is the concern that someone would manipulate them such that they would be resistant to common antibiotics, and that clearly is not the case here.
Authorities say the Florida strain is treatable with standard antibiotics if exposure is detected in time. Another source of misunderstanding this week is how anthrax strains are identified.
When a strain comes in from a human or an animal, it doesn't, as I've said to a couple other people, doesn't come in with a dog tag on it saying, you know, I am Joe Strain.
Mary Gilchrist at the University of Iowa is an expert on genetic typing of microbes.
You have to look at some of the characteristics that it exhibits or look at its genome to see if it's similar to another strain. We would do a fingerprint, what we would call a fingerprint, and there are a variety of different methods to do that. The ultimate test would be to sequence the genome and see how similar they were. Both a fingerprint and a sequencing would normally take a lot of follow-up work to look very seriously at your results, to make sure that you believed your results, that you understood your results.
In other words, it's way too early to say whether the Florida strain of anthrax is the same as one from Ames, Iowa, or, say, Haiti or Texas. Or perhaps it won't match any of the 400 anthrax strains whose genetic fingerprints are stored in a computer at the Los Alamos National Laboratories in New Mexico. Researchers there know of another 800 strains that haven't yet been typed. Another thing to keep in mind is that anthrax strains can often be pinpointed to specific animal outbreaks on American ranches or abroad, but it's very difficult to tie a strain to a particular research lab. For example, the Ames, Iowa laboratory strain is highly virulent, naturally, not because it was man-made to be. Its natural virulence has made it very useful in testing anthrax vaccines.
We can assume that it was distributed to many scientific researchers, some of whom were not in the United States.
Gilchrist says that even knowing which lab it came from is a far cry from identifying who planted it, or possibly mailed it, to an office building in Florida.
If you could isolate the organism from the perpetrator or from the perpetrator's laboratory, from the perpetrator's hands, in any way, shape, or form, and compare the molecular sequence with the strain in Florida that has caused the illness, then you would have it clinched.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they won't complete genetic analysis of the Florida anthrax strain for up to 6 weeks. Richard Knox, NPR News, West Palm Beach, Florida.